I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. An estimated crowd of 300 people joined together for peace and healing in downtown Sioux City Thursday afternoon after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Local law enforcement leaders and representatives from Unity in the Community and NAACP attended the Unity and Prayer event. A march is planned for Friday afternoon in Sioux City. People plan to gather at Cook Park at 2 p.m. with a march at 3. The event was organized by a student from West High. Iowa Democrats and Black leaders are calling for urgent action by state lawmakers to end racial injustice and have proposed several bills during the shortened legislative session. One would make it illegal for police to use a chokehold or neck restraint unless a person poses a threat. Another would make it illegal for Iowa police departments to hire officers who are fired or resigned while being investigated for serious misconduct or excessive force. Governor Kim Reynolds and House Speaker Pat Grassley, both Republicans, wouldn't commit to the ideas but said they are willing to talk. Senator Chuck Grassley says he is blocking two Trump administration nominees until the White House provides adequate reasons for the recent termination of two inspectors general. The Iowa senator is a longtime advocate for the watchdog role of inspectors general. Fewer Iowa workers are filing for unemployment. Iowa Workforce Development reports almost 7,000 workers filed new unemployment claims last week. The total number of Iowans continuing to receive unemployment benefits declined to about 165,000. Sheila Brummer, Siouxland Public Media News.